Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Shen Chao. I'm practicing my presentation in the conference room across the hall, and the projector in there keeps shutting off. I think it's overheating. Has this happened to you?
Oh, that projector is old. It really needs to be replaced. If I were you, I'd just move to room 204 and practice there. Also, that room has a window. It's much nicer.
Okay, thanks.
By the way, you'll need a special cable to connect to the control panel in that room. Here, you can use this one. Just leave it plugged in when you're finished.
Number 32. What problem does the woman describe? Number 33. What does the man suggest doing? Number 34. What does the man hand to the woman? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm Amanda Hoffman, and I'm on the panel of publishing experts. I was told to check in here at the registration desk.
Yes, Ms. Hoffman. Welcome to the Portland Literary Conference. Here's your registration packet, which includes a gift card to thank you for participating.
Oh, thank you. Just to confirm, the panel discussion begins at 3 p.m., right?
Yes, but we do ask that all panel members arrive 10 minutes beforehand. I hope you enjoy the conference.
Number 35. What industry does Amanda Hoffman work in? Number 36. According to the man, what is included in the registration packet? Number 37. What does the man tell the woman to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
I'm looking for a gift for my brother's birthday party this weekend. He loves teas, and you have so many varieties.
Well, I could recommend a quality brand if you know what type he enjoys.
Oh, I'm not sure. Maybe I should get him a gift card so he can choose his own.
That's a good idea.
I'll get one for $50. Do your cards have an expiration date?
Yes, we ask that they be used within 1 year of purchase.
Number 38. What event will the woman attend this weekend? Number 39. What does the man offer to do? Number 40. What does the woman ask about? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thanks for meeting with us, Ms. Raj. We're excited to learn about the product your company has developed for factories like ours.
I'm happy to tell you about it. It's an application to monitor factory machines. It identifies problems in operations and generates a report about the efficiency of each machine.
That sounds great. We have about 100 machine operators here. How much training would be involved?
About an hour's worth. We provide a video with step-by-step instructions.
Excellent. That's good to know.
Number 41. Why is the woman visiting? Number 42. What did the woman's company design? Number 43. What does the woman say her company can provide? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'd like to go to the Baldwin Theater. The address is 91 Circle Drive.
Sure, but did you know they're resurfacing Circle Drive? I just dropped someone off in that area.
Oh, really? I've got a ticket to a play, and the show starts at 7:30. They don't let you in if you're late.
Well, let me see. I can turn onto Felton Street and cut over to Lancaster Drive. It's a little out of the way, but it'll get you close to the theater.
Number 44. Who most likely is the man? Number 45. What is causing a problem? Number 46. What does the man say he will do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Do you have a minute to discuss the budget for the upcoming Vancouver meeting? I've looked over the travel request you submitted for your team. Last year we sent only two representatives.
Ms. Tamura has just given us approval to send three. In fact, the clients are looking to expand their online service options, and the third representative we're bringing is particularly knowledgeable about that.
Okay, I guess we'll have to find savings somewhere else then.
I've already looked into some new meeting venues. The Renova Hotel is offering discounted corporate rates this month.
Number 47. Why does the woman say,
last year we sent only two representatives?
Number 48. According to the man, what do some clients want to do? Number 49. According to the man, what is the Renova Hotel offering this month? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I wanted to meet today to discuss the recent decline in our museum's ticket sales. You're the outreach coordinator, so I'm hoping you might have some ideas on how we can attract more community involvement.
Well, I recently read an article about a museum in Chicago that has a room where visitors can paint on the walls. It's become very popular. We could try it here. We have that huge room on the third floor that isn't being used.
That's a great idea. Can you draft a list of the supplies we would need to make sure we have the budget for them?
Number 50. What problem does the woman mention? Number 51. What does the man suggest doing? Number 52. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Tilo, this is Ms. Gao, a new customer. She's purchasing an upholstered sofa. We just walked around our showroom and she's decided on our Hudson model.
One of our best sellers.
It is really comfortable.
Can you assist her with the paperwork for our payment plan?
Sure. Happy to help you, Ms. Gao. Are you getting the standard fabric?
No, I'd like to select a custom fabric.
Just so you know, the price will increase some with a custom order.
I think it's worth the extra cost. It'll really brighten up my living room.
Wonderful. Now, in order to set up a payment plan, I'll need to see some identification. A driver's license will do.
Number 53. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 54. According to the man, why will a product cost more? Number 55. What does the man request? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Mr. Tong. I'm here to check on my order. How are the chairs coming along?
The machines have been assembling them. They're almost ready. Right over here.
Wow, they look so nice.
Look at the curved shape of the back. The only way you can get that unique shape is by means of the specialized laser we use.
Amazing. Can I also see the pull-out sofa?
Not right now. It's being treated with mineral oil. But later today, I should be able to take a photo and send it to you.
Number 56. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 57. What feature does the man emphasize about some chairs? Number 58. What does the man say he will do later? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Sojin. I just heard that Ms. Yoon is retiring next month.
I'll be sorry to see her go. She was my mentor when I first joined the firm, and we've worked on dozens of projects together.
It's a bit hard to imagine our sales team without her. Has anybody approached you about leading the team after she's gone?
Yes, and I've thought about it. It's a big step up, even for someone like me who's worked in sales for 8 years. And Human Resources hasn't even posted the job description yet.
Well, we need someone with experience.
Number 59. What will happen next month? Number 60. What department do the speakers work in? Number 61. What does the man imply when he says,
"We need someone with experience"?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Rajesh, it was nice to see you here in New York again this year.
Same here. I look forward to attending the Theater Technology Conference again next year.
I really enjoyed your talk, especially the information you provided on acoustics. Is it published anywhere? I'd like to have a closer look.
Actually, it is. You can find the article in last November's issue of Theater Sound. It's posted online.
Great. I'll look it up.
Oh, my train leaves in 14 minutes. I have to get going. Safe travels, Camille.
Number 62. Why are the speakers in New York? Number 63. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Where will the man travel to next? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and menu board.
Welcome to Orlando's Deli. If you'd like to try one of our daily specials, they're on the board behind me.
Wow, that's a great menu. The vegetable curry looks good. Is it spicy?
No, it's very mild, but we just sold out, unfortunately.
In that case, I'll have the lasagna.
Great choice. By the way, we just opened our new patio this week, in case you'd like to sit outside.
Actually, it is a beautiful day, and your patio looks lovely.
Number 65. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which special does the woman order? Number 67. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map.
I'm excited about our hike today here at Marina Park, and I'm so glad we got to the park early before it gets crowded. Which trail should we hike?
Let's take a look at the map. We're at the visitor center, and there's a shuttle that stops at different trailheads.
Right. It looks like the creek trail and the pond trail are fairly short. I'd like to do a more challenging hike.
Okay. How about the waterfall trail?
That sounds good. And look, there's a video about the park. We can watch while we wait.
Number 68. What is the woman happy about? Number 69. Look at the graphic. How far will the speakers hike? Number 70. What can the speakers do while waiting for the shuttle?